Blog Talk Radio.
Dreamed of you this morning, then came the dawn, and I thought you were here with me. If you could only see one.
Homie steaming out, back to back, back in the Beamers out. Seems as out, plans to get a grant, to go off to college and pan or even out. We need it now, we need a town, we need a place to pitch, we need a mound. Now, lazy boy, they chillin' in my lazy boy. In the cloud of smoke, and playing is Marvin. Mama forgive me, should be dead for Harvard. That's too far away, niggas are starving. Nut bone for ants, gotta change the target. I got dreams of bag of skittles, the size of pillows. I see pies every time my eyes little. I see pies, sixes, I gotta get those. Life's a bitch, I hope you're not making an overdose.
Thank you.
What's up, y'all, and welcome to the show. This your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and you are now tuned in the Diva Spot ENT Radio. It's the American dream, man. You already know what you do. You guys, it's Saturday, October the 16th, 2010, and on today we doing a very, very special show. And the name of this show is Lock My Body, But Not My Mind. And I was inspired to do this show. I was running, you know, getting my little diva jog on or whatever the case may be, and I was listening to Jay-Z. And in one of the songs I was listening to, he was like, lock my body but not my mind, and it's so true. So we doing this show today for all the offenders out there, all the people who know people who has been labeled as offenders, meaning, you know, you either you got a felony, basically, you got into some stuff or something happened, and now you have a felony, you've been labeled as an offender. But so many times, you know, and I've seen it in my family, other people's family, people I know or whatever the case may be, that when they come home, there's nothing really available to them or nobody knows how to help this person. Now, as a family member, first of all, shout out to my brother, Corey Brinson. I love you so much. He doing some time down and deep down in the south of Pennsylvania. He all the way down in Riverdale, so shout out to you. And today's show is sponsored by Mr. Keith Mollett. I got to give some love to my sponsors because they the people that keep the show going, so we showing love to them. Also sponsored by MaryKay.com, $8 daily. Future Guru 100, and also the Retweet Squad. Look out for the Retweet Squad. Follow them on Twitter because we basically doing our thing out there. They go hard, and follow Future Guru 100 as well as $8 daily on Twitter.com. And follow me. Follow Diva Mary Kay. That's www.twitter.com/DivaMaryKay. But today's show, Lock My Body But Not My Mind, is so crazy that our family, our friends coming out of all these penitentiaries or coming out of jail or coming out of the county, and they really don't have no help. It ain't even got so disgusted where, you know, usually they get locked up. It all depends on who they were staying with. You know, it really doesn't matter, but if they kept their things up, kept their clothes, birth certificate, Social Security, ID. Now, when they come out, they need an ID. You can't really get no services, or you can't get a job, or you can't get any help nowadays without an ID. And I've seen, you know, my brother-in-law, Matt, shout out to you, baby. He came home and was like, you know, sis, I'm trying to get, you know, my ID or whatever the case may be. And I was like, cool, you know, why don't you just get your birth certificate and Social Security card? He was like, hold on, I can't get my birth certificate and Social Security card without an ID. They want you to have an ID to get an ID. Where they do that at? That's what your girl Diva Mary Kay here is for right now. I got a lot of services research over the week, and even some personal experience with a couple of places that I went, and I'm here to share that with you today. But I definitely want y'all to call in, you know, to 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And give me your opinion on the situation. If you was locked up and you came home, men or women, you know, some of the challenges that y'all faced or some of the programs that y'all was able to get up with and they was able to help you, because I do these shows because I love what I do. But it's all about each one teach one. You know, that's what it's about on the show, each one teach one. If you got a family member that came home, or if you got a family member that needs some help, then do your best to help them. And sometimes, y'all, sometimes we can enable our family members, our spouse, our friends, whoever. We can actually put them, you know, in a bind by, you know, doing everything for them. That's why these services is called self-help services. Their self-help, this is for you to help yourself. Because one thing that I'm seeing and I'm learning, our sisters and brothers, you know, are getting locked up, and it's like pressing calls. It's like they put them in a jar for that time being, and it's like they, you know, when they come out, you know, it's like, okay, my life stopped such and such date on this date 5 years ago, and now that I'm out, you know, my life's all back over, and the world is new to them when they come out, and everybody know. I had a situation with, you know, a young man that I knew, and he was like, you know, my brother came home from jail, He did a 5-year bid, and, you know, he always up 5 o'clock in the morning moving around the house. Like, this dude is weird. Like, he really felt like his mother was crazy and had an issue. But what he didn't understand is, for the last 5 years, your brother been getting up 5 o'clock in the morning and, you know, starting his daily routine, 5 o'clock in the morning, eat breakfast or whatever the case may be. I don't really want to go into details that I don't know, but I know some. You know, just imagine you getting accustomed to waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning eating. This is what you do. You get up, they count, you eat, you go and do what you do, probably go back in for such and such and such. This is how they've been living for the last 5, 10, 15 years or whatever the case may be. So don't think that your family member is weird when they come home and they waking up 5 o'clock in the morning. This is what they have been doing for the last 5 years. And it's about each one teach one. That's why we doing this show. That's why we doing Lock My Body and Not My Mind. And I got to say this to everybody out there. I don't care if you got a felony, if you don't, if you in a tight situation or not. No matter where your body is, no matter where your body is, your mind is never locked. You can always use your mind to, you always have to use your mind and your knowledge to get ahead. Because no matter how pretty you are, how fly you are, how sexy you are, how big and strong, whatever, how much money you got, if you don't have your mind right, you're not getting nowhere. You're definitely not getting nowhere. And it's sad that it's come to the point now that our sisters and brothers is coming home and they got to have an ID to get an ID. That's it. But that's what your girl Diva Mary Kay is on the spot for. You know, I want to definitely give some shout-outs. I want to give a shout-out to Jay Cavani. He is the CEO of Cavani Clothing Line. It's a hot clothing line, so y'all make sure y'all follow him on Facebook. He's going to be tuning in with me today to share his comment. I also want to give a shout-out to the boy Kyle all the way out in Rochester, New York. I want to give a shout-out to Future Guru 100 because he's the hardest-working man right now. He makes sure we're doing our thing over here. I also want to give a shout-out to Black at the Fish Hut. It's located on South Orange Avenue, and as a matter of fact, that's 172 Smith Street on South Orange Avenue. Y'all make sure y'all go up there and holler and show some love. They got some good food in there. And that comes from Diva Mary Kay. I don't eat everybody food. So, you know, it's definitely backed up. But I want to get your opinions. Call in now at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And check in with me on the live chat. When you get to my page, which I'm pretty sure you got the link for me, the Facebook tag, Hip Hop Shorties, Moto. And when you see the link and you go to the page, if you want to do, give me your comments on the live chat, just click it, and it'll pop right up for you. But I'm about to go to the lines right now. Give me a second. I got the big dog, Jay Cavani, in the building. He's doing it big as well. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. That's what's up. It's only a right. This man definitely deserves a round of applause. Jay Cavani, can you hear me? Hold on. Can you hear me now? I have a little technical difficulties here. If you can hear me, Jay Cavani, just say something. All right. We're going to get back to you in a few because I don't think he can hear me just now. But, again, we're getting back to the topic. We're talking about, you know, Lock My Mind and Lock My Body. And even Mary Kay got a couple of services for you, so I'm going to pull them up right now. Now, when you first coming home, it's a lot of things. And we say this coming home. I think we say coming home to pretty up the fact that they when you get out of jail. But it is what it is, and, you know, we keep it real. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year on this show. But when you first come home, you can. This is in for Newark. This is for Essex County. This is for Brick City. And I'm going to have some other ones for other places. But this is the first place that you can stop. It's called ASCF Criminal Justice Program. And it's at 972 Broad Street. That's located in Newark, New Jersey. And the contact person you're going to contact, which is the associate director, her name is Bonnie Kernes. That's Bonnie, K-E-R-N-E-S-S. And the AFCS, the AF CJSC, Criminal Justice Program. What it provides casework services. It includes counseling for ex-prisoners and also their families. It also has advocacy and control for units and issues, and it has a mentorship program for pre-adjudicated youth. You know, if you got a young, some youth that's, you know, going down the wrong road or they getting into some trouble, this is the program that you can reach out to for some help. And, again, it's called the ASSC Criminal Justice Program. It's located at 972 Broad Street. And I got their telephone number. As a matter of fact, their math is 973-643-3192. That's 973-643-3192. And the person you want to get into was with Miss Bonnie Kernis. And they provide case services. They provide counseling for ex-prisoners and their family. Also, they have a mentor program for the youth. So definitely get in contact with them. I know some of y'all saying, like, you know, I just came out of jail. I don't need no counseling, or I don't need this and whatnot. Yes, you do. That could be something that you can take advantage of, because if you've been gone 5, 10, 15 years or whatever the case may be, you're going to need some family counseling to get back, to get somewhat of a connection back with yourself, one, and with your kids, because you're going to face some stuff. No, you're going to go do something, and everything is not going to be peachy cream. After that come home party, then, you know, everybody disappeared, then what? You know, we definitely want to take advantage of the services that's available for y'all, but that's one of the services that's available. Again, that's ASSC, Criminal Justice Program. They're located at 972 Broad Street, Newark, New Jersey, and you can contact them at 973-643-3192. And get in contact with them and, you know, see as far as what type of services you can get. When you come home, y'all qualify for grants. Not only do y'all qualify for grants for housing, y'all qualify for a lot of things like bus cards and stuff like that that can help you out. So why not go and get a grant to help you out with an apartment? Because I know a lot of times when you come home, you don't really want to stay with nobody. If you used to having your own before you went in, guess what? You're going to be used to having your own when you get out. And even if you was living with somebody before you went in, you definitely want to have your own, because most likely you a grown-ass woman or you a grown-ass man by this time. But we're going to get into some music. I definitely want to get into your boy, the Ghetto Boys, my boy Scarface. I love him to death. Shout out to Ghetto Boys and shout out to Scarface. He got this song called The G-Code, and I definitely knew it was appropriate for the show. Again, it's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and you are now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT, y'all. Big up.
Man, motherfucker, follow the nigga around, dude. That's real. Shit, y'all. Fuck these feds. Crazy nigga. Crazy motherfucker.
I don't wanna run no more, but I know that if I stop, I'll be another nigga headed to heaven hanging with Pop. These motherfuckers look at me like I'm a slanger, making threats to my family, dog, I'm in danger. Who do you call when these agents want you dead? And they hit these penitentiaries and niggas make a pledge, so I just been ducked to bed. All my homies stuck out on indictments, caught up on the phone talking prices. 25 is life's the mandatory minimum. My whole community is treated like they criminals. Crying and bitches getting motherfuckers hung. Gotta see out on the inside and everybody's gone. Mothers and fathers separated from their sons. Households are broken, you couldn't hold your tongue. If it's yours, say it's yours, take the case, do your time.
You was out here getting money from it, everything was fine.
Now you crying in your jail cell, stressing on the case. And the DA's had a nigga every other day. I can see it in your face, in the middle of your soul. You in question of your manhood, homie. We don't talk too much, we don't make a peace fund. We don't trust in the judicial system, we shoot guns. We reside on the streets, we don't battle in the hood. I was born in the G-code, embedded in my blood. We don't talk to bodies, we don't make a peace bond. We ain't trusting in the judicial system, we shoot guns. We ride on the streets, we don't battle in the hood. I was born in the G-code, embedded in my blood. See, I be on some street shit, don't talk to police. I won't accept a visit from agents who wanna see if I got shit to say about a nigga case. I'm a motherfucking nigga through and through, I ain't gay. No, a nigga caught a case and he took his 25, sent it out on appeal, and gave it back that time. A soldier in his mind and his actions said the same, told a cracker, tell you game, we been living it for real. When the government is working real, niggas never squeal. Right here the truth revealed, drawing you a mouth. Yeah, you rapping, but the homie Lil Pop can't get out. Niggas, they get the pen, they get charged, they get out. On a rule 35, he informing for the cops. You can hear it in his voice, I listen to the tapes. Now you showing up in court, testifying for the state. We don't talk to police, we don't make the peace run. We don't trust in the judicial system, we shoot guns. We reside on the streets, we don't battle in the hood. I was born in the G-code, embedded in my blood. We don't talk to police, we don't make a peace bond. We ain't trusting in the judicial system, we shoot guns. We reside on the streets, we don't battle in the hood. I was born in the G-code, embedded in my blood. I'm knowing all the scams, all the tricks to the trade. Know a nigga trying to get clean and you get in the way. Know a nigga trying to get green and you stick out the bait. Cause a nigga like a dope fiend can't rehabilitate. See, we stick it to the G-code, we playing by the rules. We don't fuck around with new niggas, cause new niggas is fools. We'll photograph the homies that'll catch a nigga off. On the picture, you a victim, but I'm lying, nigga, fuck. Only connect with real, staying down with the truth. I got love for you, man, you a real nigga, spook. My nigga's Spoony G, I can only name a few. But it's a thousand motherfuckers in the pen, bulletproof. So this one here for you, I'ma rip it till I die. Fuck a 5K1, check his PSI. Send his ass to the top, if he stays in his home. He a motherfucking snitch, snitching niggas need a song. We don't talk to police, we don't make a peace bond. We don't trust in the judicial system, we shoot guns. We reside on the streets, we don't battle in the hood. I was born in the G-code, embedded in my blood. We don't talk to police, we don't make a peace bond. We ain't trusting in the judicial system, we shoot guns. We reside on the streets, we don't battle in the hood. I was born in the G-code, embedded in my blood.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and you are now tuned in live to Diva Spot ENT Radio. And on today, we're talking about lock my body, but not my mind. And what saying that is, no matter where your body is, no matter what condition you is, no matter if you on parole, no matter if you on probation, no matter if you locked up in the county, in the prison right now, even if you in the hole, they cannot lock your mind. Your mind is the key to success, and that's for when women and men offenders, you know. And that word is something that's like, it's like a tag or a label now, like, oh, that's an offender. When the job market see you, or, you know, when the program see you, or whatever the case may be, you know, they look at that offender thing as like a big pimple on your resume. But just because you were labeled that doesn't mean that you have to be that. Don't let your current situation determine your identity. I have to say that. Like, it's so important for me to do this show right now to, you know, tell y'all about this services. And before we went into the music, oh, and that was your boy Scarface, the Ghetto Boys with the G-code. You know, don't let nobody lock your mind, and don't let where you at, you know, determine your identity and who you have dreams and aspirations of being, you know. A lot of us feel like, and I ain't going to say a lot of you because it's a lot of us. I'm a part of it too, you know, or was a part of it. You know, we stick to the G-code. We don't talk to police. There's certain things that we don't do. Like, I'm going to be a hustler for life. I'm going to be a gangster for life. I'm going to be a, you know, a banging for life or whatever the case may be is. If you take all that stuff away before you say it's you. It's who you want to be. It's what you want to do, but you have to help yourself. And that's why, you know, they call them self-help programs. It's not we help programs. It's self-help programs. And that's what we're talking about, you know, as far as you, they can lock your body, but they can't lock your mind. Now, I was just talking about when you first come home, one of the services that you can use, which is an organization called ASSC, hold on 1 second, I'm going to get the information for you. Let me see, I got it right here. It's ASSC, Criminal Justice Program, and that's at 972 Broad Street, And the telephone number is 973-643-3192. And what they do is they provide services, case services for the families, and they have a mentor program for your kids as well. I got another program here for y'all, and it's based out of, matter of fact, this one is in Trenton, and it's called New Jersey Association on Correction. It's located at 986 South Broad Street, and it's in Trenton, New Jersey. And the reason why I'm telling y'all about this program, because not only does Essex County got some stuff going on with the offenders, Trenton do too. And shout out to Essex County, Hudson County, Bergen County, all around the world, because it ain't just offenders in one city, one county. It's nationwide. So, again, this each one, teach one right here. But they offer free transportation. They offer parenting education, information referrals, case management, family reuniting support. And I like that, too, to reunite with your family. Community residence program, public education and advocacy, but it's very important. You've been away from your family for so long, and it's some people that have lived, some people that have moved, some people that have died, but when you come home, you definitely want to be connected with them. In certain situations, some people don't want to be connected with their family, but I definitely want to get your opinion on this about your body being locked but not your mind. So I'm going to go ahead and go to the line. 585-287. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Who's this on the line?
Yeah, it's Gary.
What's good, Kyle? What's going on? OG, how you doing? Thanks for calling in and supporting the show, baby.
You know I got to, fam. And you know what you say is some vital things for the mind that people should always acknowledge.
Mm-hmm. So we on the topic today is talking about locking your body and not your mind. And, you know, I say that is no matter where you at, no matter what's going on, you know, KT, they can lock your body, but they can't lock your mind. And some, have you had some experience where, you know, you was harassed or when you was locked up or something like that that was going on with you that you was like, you felt like it was over? Or did you feel like, you know what, no matter where I'm at, I'm still going to make it about this situation?
Most definitely. I mean, I was raised in Florida all day. You get harassed about anything and everything. I always have, always will.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But, you know, life is a struggle, and you got to overcome everything in front of you. You know what I'm saying? You got to always understand, yeah, they can lock your body down. Many people, many things, many situations can lock your body down. You can't ever hold your mind. Don't nobody
mm-hmm.
control your mind but you.
And you ain't never lied about that. You're right. Nobody control your mind with you. Stay on the line, KT, because I got other people calling in. I definitely want to get their opinion, but don't go nowhere, baby. That's right about that. They can lock your body, but they can't lock your mind. Let's open up the line to 862-273. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Who's this on the line?
You mean 237? It's Rocka Block. What's goody?
Rocka Block, what's going on, Rocka Block? I'm glad that you called in. And you already know what it is. We talking about locking the body but not the mind. You know, no matter where you at, just because you on parole or probation or whatever the case may be is, you know, they can't, you can be in a certain situation, but they can't, your mind can take you so many places. Like, what do you want to say on that, a comment on that topic right there, Rocka Block?
I feel like you got to learn from experience. I know a lot of people out there, they watch TV and see people get arrested, see people get shot, killed, murder, all these things, you know what I mean? And you watched it on TV and you notice how they doing it, and then when it happens to you, you act like you never seen it before, you know what I'm saying? And then they lose their mind and just go crazy, you know what I'm saying? And you know, what you got to do is just learn from experience. If you see somebody get arrested or for domestic violence, you know you got to get a, you know, good lawyer. You know you got to get a good lawyer just to beat the system and everything. And you know, that's just the point that I'm trying to make. Just learn from experience. And, you know, they can lock your body, but they can't lock your mind, because you're smart enough now, because you learned and you've seen it happen to somebody else, but you ain't going to let it happen to you. They can throw you in jail, but they can't keep you there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Learn from experience.
Well, that's what's up. I appreciate your opinion on that. Hold on the line. Don't go nowhere. But I like what Rocka Block said is they can lock you down, but they can't keep you there. They only can keep you there if you let them keep you there. You know, and that's what I want to talk about as far as with being a repeated offender. Because so many times, like Rocka Block said, if you see somebody get locked up for murder, if you see somebody get locked up for domestic violence, you would think that men and women, whoever they is, would be like, you know what, no, I'm not going to get caught up in that. But in the midst of that moment that's going on with you, and, you know, whether it's you beefing with your spouse or your man like, yo, I got this hit right here, we going to come off. He done showed you the money. He done showed you that you can come off. You're going to be thinking like, damn, I got my girl in the house. I got my kids. My kid's hungry, or I need to make this happen. And most likely you would dive right into it. You know, following another, a.k.a. new nigga, into the hole. And we got to start saying, even when you come out, you know, you fresh out, a lot of people and a lot of men that I know, a lot of women that I know, they come home and don't even be home for 90 days. It's a trap. Use your brain. That shit is a trap, but we definitely going to get into that. And I'm glad I just said use your brain because you know my boy, my favorite Tupac, he already know what it is in this white man's world. And when we come back from Tupac in this white man's world, we going to get into that. We got two more cards. We got Future Guru 100 on the line. Big up, baby. And I see we got Jay Cavani on the line. Big up for you. When we come back from this song, the white man's world, we definitely going to get back and jump into it with y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. And it's American Dream Man. Let's go.
Love for you know how hard it is. No doubt. Being a woman, a black woman no at that. In this white man's world. Sometimes we overlook the fact that we can ride hard in our fifth wound, we knowing the pain we can cause.
This white man's world.
This white man's world. I ain't saying I'm innocent at all.
In this white man's world.
This song, yeah. Of all those times that I messed up or we messed up.
Dear sister, got me twisted up in prison. I miss you. Crying, looking at my niece. Then my nephew's picture. They say don't let this cool world get you. Kinda suspicious, swearing one day you might leave me for somebody that's richer. Rip the cap off the bottom, I take a sip and see tomorrow. Gotta make it if I had to beg a bottle. Beating love letters, late night, locked down and quiet. If brothers don't receive they mail, best believe we ride. Eating Jack Mack, staring at the walls for silence. Inside the cage where they captured all my ways and violence. In time I learned a few lessons, never fall for riches. Apologies to my true sisters, far from bitches. Help me raise my black nation, reparations to do. It's true, caught up in this world, I took advantage of you. So tell the babies how I love them, precious boys and girls. Born black, in this white man's world. And all I heard was,
man's world. direction. And I'm thinking now, my time away just made perfect. Cause I think I die, not gonna fly, why should I care? Like we holding on the lost love that's no longer there. Can you please help me? God bless me, please keep my seeds healthy. Making all my enemies bleed while my G's wealthy. Hoping they bury me with ammunition, weed and shell. Just in case they trip in heaven, ain't no G's in hell. Sister, sorry for the pain that I caused your heart. I know I'll change if you help me, but don't fall apart. Rest in peace to Lil Tasha, Lil Yummy and Kato. Too much for this cold water's head, ended up being fatal. Every woman in America, especially black, stay with me, can't you see that we under attack? I never miss the call of drama to my sister and mama, but when we make it to a better time in this white man's world.
You're out of touch with reality. For a few of you in a few smoke-filled rooms calling that the mainstream, while the masses of the people, white and black, red, yellow, and brown, poor and vulnerable, are suffering in this nation.
Yeah.
The seal and the Constitution reflect the thinking of the founding fathers that this was to be a nation by white people and for white people. Native Americans, blacks, and all other non-white people were to be the burden bearers for the real citizens of this nation.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and you are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. That's at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot ENT. Now, at the top of the hour, we talking about lock my body but not my mind. And we also talked about, you know, when you come out, don't be a repeated offender. And that was my boy Tupac, all y'all boy Tupac in this white man's world. But you definitely got to use your brain. I want y'all to call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Give me an opinion. Give me a comment. Let me know if you ever been locked up, some of the things that you have went through, some of the things that have happened. But I definitely got some more resources coming. I want to get some more opinions. The hotline is just lighting up. So I'm going to bring in, let's try to get Mr. Jay Cavani back on the line. Cavani, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. What's up? What's going
Put it in the air, y'all. That's what I'm talking about. I'm glad to have you, and welcome to the show. Are you enjoying the show so far, Jay Cavani?
Oh, man, I can't call it, man. It's definitely quenching my thirst about mind stimulation in society and what it does to males and females out here in the population of America, you know? Definitely.
And we're talking about the topic of lock my body but not my mind. It don't matter where you at or what's going on, you know, just even with, you know, being an entrepreneur as well. But we're going to keep it on the whole offender things, because how disgusting is it that you can get out of jail or prison or whatever you at, come to Essex County, and I'm speaking of Essex County because I had a personal experience with my brother-in-law. Shout out to my brother-in-law, Matt, but he couldn't get an ID. They wherever he went, they said, you need an ID to get an ID. How do I need an ID to get an ID? Like, that's super crazy. What's your opinion on that, Jay Cavani?
Well, you know, nowadays what they do is it's nothing but distractions to keep you away from being successful, you know, and a lot of young men and women out here got to understand that You know what I mean? They can lock your body, but they can't lock your mind. So what you do is you go through different avenues. You go around. You act. You just, you know, you don't stop at one roadblock. You just, you know, put on your youth wings and fly over it like anything else in life. And, you know, when you out here doing God's work, you know, success shall come to pass. Definitely.
Definitely, success will come to pass, and you got to have that attitude like Jay Cavani is telling you. Jay Cavani is the CEO of Cavani Clothing. It's definitely hot. So y'all make sure y'all follow him. I said it early in the show, but follow him on Facebook and follow him on Twitter. You can definitely check out my Twitter at DivaMaryK.com. I got them all over. So, you know, just click on the link and follow him. But you got to have that attitude like no weapons formed against me shall not prosper, shall not work. And just because somebody told you no at one place, no to me, you know, Jay, no to me only means it's another way. You can tell me no all day. You can say, no. No, and I will come back to you. I will double back later and come back to you because you may have said no at that particular time, but it doesn't mean that it's not another way.
That's right. Absolutely.
That's right. You got to keep that mind state. And, you know, what a lot of our sisters and brothers that's coming home, they have an issue. And I want to bring KT on the line. KT, you there? KT, you hear me? Hold on. I don't think you can hear me. But a lot of times they come home and be feeling some type of way. There's that pride. That pride be so high on the shoulder. That if somebody saying, you know, we don't do that here, you know, you going to get you a new nigga. Me and Google, that's our word, new niggas. New niggas is people, and I got to laugh because it's only funny when Future Guru, I'm just saying, new niggas.
That's right.
Yeah. Hold on, Guru, you there?
Yeah, I'm here laughing and watch you go
that's
in.
What's
but...
up. Watch it to the show. Is live on the line, and you know I was just saying about new niggas. New niggas is somebody that is just doing something extra, or they know that they can help you and they want help you, or they fronting like they can help you and they can't. But so many times we get people, you know, you get people trying to go and get IDs and trying to go and get themselves together. And like Jay Cavani said, you know, you got to go through different avenues. You just can't stop at one place because it's a spot downtown, and beware of this spot downtown. It's right next to the, the City Hall. It's a little spot that say immigration and photo IDs. You can go in there and get your ID, but you're not going to be able to take that back to the Social Security office. Do not go there. You won't be able to use it at the motor vehicle, and you're not going to be able to use it at the City Hall. You want to know why? Because there's a bunch of new niggas up in there, and Cory Booker need to know what's going on, which I probably think he do. But what you can use when you come home from jail, and this is what you make them give you, even if you're in a halfway house or whatever, they supposed to have a printout with their the name of their facility on the top of it. It's going to have a picture of you, like when you go to DOC.com, it's going to have a picture of you, it's going to have the date that you enter and the date that you was released. You should be able to take that to the Social Security office. You should be able to get your Social Security card. You should be able to take that to City Hall and use it. If you can't use it in the City Hall, you want to go to the mayor's office. He ain't going to be there. He's going to have some of his new niggas there. But you want to make sure you go there and be able to get some type of help and let them know, like, look. And down at 990, right next to the federal building, it's an offenders program in there that will help you get your ID. Not only will they help you get an ID, they will pay for it. Because they know that we don't have a lot of money when we come home or whatever the case may be, but you can go to 990, check out their program first to see if you qualify because there is some qualifications. But they have a set amount of money for this situation where you can get your ID. And that's for Brick City coming straight out of Diva Mary Kay now. Guru, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Now, what's your opinion on the whole
lock my body but not my mind situations, because I know you went through a couple of things with your ID, and you had some mad milk about it, and they had some mad milk too, but, you know, comment on the whole topic situation for me.
I'm commenting on the topic that y'all speaking about as far as lock my body, not my mind, because I think it's just, you know, giving a shout out to all the people that's locked down right now. You know, you hope for them to have success, and, you know, some of the most brilliant minds, you know, you can consider be behind bars right now, so you know that they should have help when they get out if they want to turn their life into a better direction. You know, you can't always dwell on negative, but it's also, you know, another side of the coin where certain opportunities that normally should be there, you know, a record will knock you down, but you got to be persistent and network into people that really want to help you. And, you know, sometimes there are people that, you know, are in certain positions that can get you work. So you really have to use those resources when you come out. Because if money is your issue when you come out, then, you know, in order for you not to go back, you should really be considering, you know, official employment or into, you know, school, you know. So, I mean, you have to use those resources, like, you know, while you're in there, to find out what moves to make when you get out, else, you know, that.
Because you really lost you? Okay. You got to use those resources. He probably, battery probably died. Future Guru, 100, you're a new nigga for that, but I love you. But, yeah, you got to use those resources, you know, to get where you're trying to get. You just can't think that, you know, you go to one spot and you're not going to get nowhere. And Jay Cavani, you still on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
I know you worked hard to build your brand where you're building it now and keep building it, but what are some of the, you know, the hurdles that you had to go through to get where you at right now?
Rejection, rejection. You have to thirst for rejection. You have to accept rejection. Rejection is like toothpaste and toothbrushes, man. It definitely goes with the game of success and rejection. Like, people going to tell you no more than they tell you yes, but what you do is you persevere, you be restless. And, you know, sooner or later, you know, one door will definitely open to the next one. But more than likely was rejection. You can't do it. It's not going to work. These people are better than you. You don't have enough money. You don't know nobody. It's not enough room. I don't think you're good enough. But that stuff right there should fuel your thirst for, you know, succeeding that, no matter what it is that people saying you can't do.
Mm-hmm. And I like what he said. Rejection should fuel you to be able to overcome this. And for some reason, men take rejection so hard. I'm a woman, so I don't understand. I won't be able to understand, you know, what been going on. And KT, can you hear me?
Yes.
Kyle, can you hear me?
Oh.
Kyle? I don't know what's going on with Kyle, but rejection is so hard. It's not even just for men, it's for a lot of people, but, you know, oh, Guru's back. Let me get Guru back on the line. Rejection, Guru, you live on the line. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I never left. Why can't you? I'm here.
All right, but rejection is so hard for, you know, people to deal with. And one thing that we talked about is fear. You know, fear will hold you back. Fear will hold you back from success. You don't want to let fear hold you back from success. From success in anything that you're doing. It doesn't matter where you're going, and it's a lot of programs available. I talked about New Jersey Association of Correction, and I also talked about AFSC, Criminal Justice Program, but I also want to talk about this program called Fathers Now. It's a good program, man, and it's actually, yeah, I hear you. I want to talk about this program at Essex County. It's a good program, and it's actually called Fathers Now Program. And you can go there, and the reason why I want to talk about Fathers Now Program, because it helps you to be able to get back to you, not for those who got kids, but the Fathers Now Program has so much available for you that you can do in there, and they're actually located at 303 University Avenue, that's the Essex County College right there, is on the main campus, and it's called Fathers Now. The telephone number is 973-732-0713. Again, that's 973-732-0713. 0713, and it's a real good program. They offer so much in there, and I actually can pull them up. I'm going to give you a little brief on the Father's program, the Father's Now program. It says, the Newark Comprehensive Center for Fathers is an annual helping more than 100 fathers develop a stronger communication to fatherhood, stronger parenting skills, and stronger employment skills. Not only do they offer parenting skills, but they offer employment skills. It says the Fathers Now program is a transformation for men who have lost their jobs, their homes, or who are re-entering to the workforce following incarceration, who seeks to assume greater responsibility for and contribute to the lives of their children. Now, this is a real good program. It's actually been running for a couple of years out of Essex County, but a lot of people don't know about it. But that's cool that a lot of people know about it, because that's what your Diva Mary Kay is on the spot for, you know, to give you this information. Just because your body was locked don't mean that your mind is locked. And when you come home, you qualify for a great of things. One of the things that you qualify for is a grant for housing. They're going to be able to, they have a set amount of money for offenders. Y'all take advantage of this. Because I know you don't want to come home and stay with your sister or stay with Mom Dukes or either go and holler at your baby mother. You want to be able to have your own. You know, you a grown man in your situation. You know, and any man, that any real man that I know, you know, they always have to bring something to the table. You know, a man should, for some reason, a man feels like that his job is to provide, protect, and present new opportunities. And ladies, for those who are dealing with men who just came home, or men, you know, that have a record, or men that's going through illegal situations, you're going to have to practice some patience. I'm going to let you know right now, he's not going to come up with $1 trillion in a few months. He's not maybe able to get a job in a few months, let alone a year. But he can go out there, educate himself, skill himself, get into school, beat that pavement until he break. You got to dig so deep until you spark some oil somewhere. But when these men come home, they're not going to get a job right off the bat. In some cases, it does happen, and that's great. But if you looking for him to come home and you thinking that he's going to be able to financially supply everything now, no. That's not how that works. So even with family members, too, if you got a brother that's coming home, a son that's coming home, a man that's coming home, they're not going to be able immediately to be able to financially help you. So, and they already know that they got to get up and do something. And the majority of them is already programmed on getting up 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. So don't think that's weird, and don't think that they didn't went to jail and became a mass damn murderer. It's just they have been accustomed to this living for the X amount of years that, you know, they have been there. I'm going to open up the line. Google, do you have any comments about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, just have to, you know, be more, you know, aware of, like, the community service. Absolutely. Taking a part. Sometimes you got to volunteer your way into a job. You know, when you come home, if your time is idle, you know, the only thing I want to add is, you know, getting involved with, you know, people in the community that's, like, activists. You know, that might be able to help your cause, you know, because, you know, it's a lot of people out there that can, you know, help you in a ways that, you know, will require, like, volunteer, like, work, man. And then, you know, you have to be patient on that end, too, if you just coming home. Like, you might not, you know, you got to crawl before you walk, you know, just like you was in there working for 25 cents a day. You know, what's the difference between that and volunteering when you come home? Like, you wasn't even that far, but you still got to, you know, enjoy your freedom when you get out, you know, so you don't fall into the trap, you know, because the trap will have you right back in there, you know, doing another 3 years or 6 years, you know, 7 years, you know, just think of what you could have did by just giving back and volunteering, you know. Sometimes, you know, you just got to look at where your blessings are.
You definitely right about that, Future Raj. You got to look at where your blessings are. And that's a good way to start. Even with anybody that's in the job market right now is volunteering. Volunteering can take you a long way. Like, you can go a long way with volunteering, and you definitely want to do that to be able to get your foot in the door to somewhere. It ain't just going to come. It ain't like it's just going to pop up out of nowhere and somebody going to give you a job. No, that's not how it's going to go. And the thing about what Future Guru Andre was saying is you was working for 25 cents, $1.25 a month. Now you come home and you got the opportunity. You ain't got to be around a bunch of crazy dudes and men. And now you can be able to enjoy life. You know, when you come home, just take some time. After that, come home, party, take some time to really relax and enjoy freedom. That's priceless. Is enjoying your freedom. I know we all on the grind, but, you know, being on the grind, you can grind yourself right back into some BS. And, you know, trouble is hard. I mean, trouble is easy to get into. You know, and I'm pretty sure, you know, Jay Cavani definitely understand that trouble is hard to get, I mean, easy to get into.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's crazy. And, you know, it got to be hard for you to, well, not even hard, but somewhat painful for you to be, and you too, Future Group 100, for y'all to be branding yourself on the grind, seeing dudes from back in the day that y'all used to chill with, like hang tight with, they done went to jail, came home, or they either, you know, they all jacked up in the game right now, or either, you know, you keep seeing them going in and out. When you, a lot of people, offenders or people who go to in and out of jail don't understand, if you got kids that you left behind, don't y'all know that y'all teaching them to do the same shit that y'all doing? Don't y'all know y'all teaching them to be a repeated offender? If you steal cars, your kids may steal cars. If you sell drugs, your kids may sell drugs. If you a murderer and a dealer, guess what? Your fucking kids may be the same.
That's right.
A lot of times, you know, y'all be thinking about with you. It ain't about you.
Yeah.
You know, them kids is following behind you, and not only is the kids following, your kids following behind you, but other kids as well.
That's right.
You don't know the impact that you having in your neighborhood or your community. You don't know the little girl or the little boy that look up to you like, yo, I want to be like such and such. I want to be like D-Rock and them or whatever the case may be. But they don't know D-Rock and them is actually, you know, going down a fast ride to hell. They on a roller coaster to hell. They going down to what they had to do to get there. And I think when it gets to the point that some of the grimy things or unethical things that you have to do in the streets, when you live in a street life, and we say street life, you know, that you have to do to get somewhat, how they say, to the top or to be the big boss dog, they had to hustle. The word hustle to me, when I hear that word, hustle means temporarily. You're only hustling for that minute to, or that time to get what you can get. And after that, there is no longevity in hustling. Grinding is a whole different situation. You're grinding to do something, but a hustle is a hustle. There is no stability in hustling up something. So many times I see, you know, our sisters and our brothers come out, go into jail with a jacked up attitude and come out of jail with a fucked up attitude. You know, and they be looking at you like, oh, why you beasting? Why you going in? I know I got to get up and get a job. And that's what I want to ask you, Cavani. You know, have you ever had someone on your back saying, you know, you need to do this, you got to get up, you got to do this, and you knew what you needed to do? How frustrating was that if it had happened to you?
Yeah, well, it was definitely frustrating, you know what I mean? Basically, when you know you have the ability to do so, but you just don't have the focus to focus in on. You know, and at that time, when I was at that point in my life, I say I was about, I would say about 18, you know, and I was, of course, at home with my parents. And, you know, my father, he was the first one to, you know, recognize me having a lackadaisical attitude towards, you know, doing something with myself. And, you know, after a while, talks came from action, and action came to reality, and then, so, you know, once you hit rock bottom, ain't nothing else to look up to but the sky, you know. So that's when I took, you know, action on my life and being productive and,
you know, making something count and contributing to society. So
you're contributing to society and doing something for your community. A lot of people got to understand you live in this community. Wherever you live at, you should be trying to make a difference. You know, don't just say, you know, well, you know, that's fucked up. They ain't them got shot down the street or whatever the case may be. And I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all can call it snitching, but whatever the case may be, I got an 8-year-old son. If I move on y'all block, and y'all moving work down the street from me, and it's noticeable. If I notice it, then it's noticeable. You think I'm going to let that shit go on my block where I pay my rent and my bills at and get up every day to work hard for my little man? Let's think about that. Y'all are part of the community. All that pointing and shaking your head is not going to get you nowhere. And Future Guru, you know, he actually got me into watching the Access Channel, you know, watching what's going on, because honestly, I never really paid it a lot of mind until he saw really, you know, was like, yo, you need to check this out or whatever the case may be. And they was talking, you know, some good stuff. We was actually able to see people going down to those meetings and whatnot and expressing their opinion and their concern on the situation. I was actually even able to find out who my councilman was. Who is these people that's dealing with these certain wards? I lived in the South Ward, so I know when I go to City Hall, this is the person I need to talk to. They're not going to know that you got a problem unless you go to them personally. You got to get one-on-one with these people. Just because they work with City Hall and they work up under the mayor, listen, and Jay Cavani told me this, they're the same people. They just like you. Just because they got on the suit and tie don't mean nothing. Just because they got a little bit more money don't mean anything.
Financial status don't mean nothing. You know what I mean?
Nothing. But again, they would never know that, you know, they got a trap house or such and such corner or block if you don't make it, if you don't say anything. A lot of people look at it as snitching. No, a snitch is that they was doing something with you, you and that person was doing something wrong, and that person got caught and snitched on you. That's what a snitch is. You know what I mean? That's what it is. Me and you was doing something we ain't supposed to be doing. You got caught and you told on me. That's snitching. That is what snitching is. But being a part of your community and making sure your community get a chance, making sure the kids in your community get a chance is what it's all about. You know, it's either you're going to be a Mexican or you either going to be a Mexican. Because I know one thing, I'm a renegade for my community no matter where I'm at.
That's right.
I tell a lot of people, you know, and a lot of people are like, Ev, you got so much drive, even Mary Kay, you got so much drive, or whatever the case may be. That's because I can't. That's what it's about. I'm ready to, when I leave this world, I'm not leaving an obituary. I'm leaving a legacy because I'm a renegade. Mm-hmm. This is what we're going to do. We're going to get into some music. We're going to come back because I see we got other callers on the line. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live to Diva Spot ENT Radio. And let's go.
About you, do you fools listen to music or do you just skim through it? See, I'm influenced by the ghetto you ruined. The same dude you gave nothing, I made something doing what I do through and through, and I give you the news with a twist of just his ghetto point of view. The renegade, you've been afraid. I penetrate pop culture, bring them a lot closer to the block where they pop toasters and they live with their moms. Got dry roasters from box robberies, niggas crossed over. Mommy's knocked up cause she wasn't watched over. Knocked down by some clown when child support knocked, no he's not around. Now how that sound till you jot it down? I bring you through the ghetto without riding round. Hiding down, ducking strays from frustrated youth stuck in they ways. Just read a magazine that fucked up my day. How you rate music that thugs with nothing relate to it? I help them see they way through it, not you.
Can't step in my pants, can't walk in my shoes. Bet everything you worth, you lose your tie and your shirt.
I'm in a position to talk to these kids and they listen. I ain't no politician, but I kick it with them a minute. Cause see, they call me a menace. And if the shoe fits, I wear it. But if it don't, then y'all will swallow the truth, grin and bear it. Now who's the king of these rude, ludicrous, lucrative lyrics? Who could inherit the title? Put the youth in hysterics, using his music to steer it, sharing his views and his merits. But there's a huge interference. They're saying you should inherit. Maybe it's hatred I spew. Maybe it's food for the spirit. Maybe it's beautiful music I made for you to just cherish. But I'm debated, disputed, hated, and viewed in America as a motherfucking drug addict. Like you didn't experiment. Nah, that's when you start to stare at who's in the mirror and see yourself as a kid again. And you get embarrassed. And I got nothing to do but make you look stupid as parents. You fucking do good. It's too bad you couldn't do good at marriage. And do you have any clue what I had to do to get here? I don't think you do. So stay tuned and keep your ears glued to the stereo. Cause here we go. I'm the sinister, Mr. Gets my ass is just a renegade. Never been afraid to say what's on my mind any given time of day, cause I'm a renegade. Never been afraid to talk about anything. Renegade.
Never been afraid to say what's on my mind any given time of day, cause I'm a renegade. Never been afraid to holler about anything.
Anything.
I had to hustle, my back to the wall, ashy knuckles, pockets filled with a lot of lint. Not a cent, got a vent. Lot of innocent lives lost on the project bench. What you hollering? Gotta pay rent, bring dollars in. By the bodega, iron under my coat, feeling brave. A do-rag wrapping my waves, a pocket full of hope. Do not step in me, I'm awkward. I box lefty, an orphan. My pops left me, an orphan. My mama wasn't home. Could not stress to me, I wasn't grown. Especially on nights I brought something home to quiet the stomach rumbling. My demeanor, 30 years my senior. My childhood didn't mean much, only raising green up. Raising my fingers to critics, raising my head to the sky. Big, I did it most time before I died. No lie, just know I chose my own fate. I drove by the fork in the road and went straight.
Yeah, I'm a poet to some, a regular modern day Shakespeare. Jesus Christ, the king of these latter day saints here. To shatter the picture and wish of that as they paint me as a monger of hate, Satan, a scatterbrained atheist. But that ain't the case, see, it's a matter of taste. We as the people decide if Satan is as bad as they say he is. Or is he the latter, a gateway to escape? Media scapegoat, they can be mad at the day. See, it's as easy as cake, simple as whistling Dixie. While I'm waving the pistol at 60 Christians against me. Go to war with the Mormons, take a bath with the Catholics in holy water. No wonder they try to hold me on the longer. I'm a motherfucking spiteful, delightful, eyeful, the new Ice Cube. Motherfuckers hate to like you, what did I do?
Huh?
I'm just a kid from the gutter making his butter off his bloodsuckers. Cause I'm a motherfucking renegade. Never been afraid to say what's on my mind any given time of day, cause I'm a renegade. Never been afraid to talk about
anything.
Renegade.
Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a
renegade.
Never been afraid to holler about anything. On my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a
renegade.
Never been afraid to holler about anything.
Y'all, it's your girl Diva Mary Kay, and you are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. That's live at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot ENT. We got the live check-in. Also call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I want to hear your comments. I want to hear your stories. I want to hear your experience on Lock My Body and Not My Mind. And I also want to give a shout-out to my Twitter family. Want to give a shout-out to Mac Hollywood. Also want to give a shout-out to Oso Surf. I also want to give a shout-out to Strap Up Music. Big up to the boy S. Kylie. I love it. I thank you for tuning in. Also, shout-out to my girl, Lushy Lush. She's definitely doing her thing. I want to give a shout-out to Ty Black, YT, and Baby Girl Promotions. Holla at Baby Girl Promotions. All these people you can follow on Twitter. And if you a go-getter and if you doing it big, you definitely want to holla at these people. Oh, and I can't forget Loaded 510. You definitely want to holla at these people. You want to network with them regardless of whatever that you're doing, from cooking to clubbing, whatever you do. If you're running your business, you definitely want to keep a network. And that's another thing that I want to say as far as networking too. And I want to give a shout out to my people listening in right now. I want to give a shout out to Future Guru 100. I want to give a shout out to Jay Cavani. And I also want to give a shout out to the boy KT. Like, I really appreciate y'all calling in and giving me y'all appearance, y'all experience and y'all comments on this topic, because it's very important. And I also want to give a shout out to my boy Rocker Block as well. Matter of fact, let me open up the lines right now. Rocker Block, can you hear me?
Yeah, what's going on?
That's what's up. I want to thank you for tuning in again. We were talking about, as far as the theme, before I left and came back from the break, we were talking about being a part and being active in your community. What is one of the ways or some of the ways that you be a part and be active in your community?
Church. Definitely go to church. Get involved in mentor programs that your church may have. Outreach programs, giving out pamphlets at your church. Definitely go to the church, you know, be in the choir. Do something that's positive with yourself first, and then that way they can look at you and see you doing something positive. When I say they, I mean children or somebody that's looking to do something. Because you're always being watched no matter what's going on in the world. Somebody's watching you, whether it's for good or bad. So hopefully it's for good when they're watching you and they see you doing good. And then you could always be in a good person. What do they call that? A mentor to somebody, or somebody that's just a good person to the kids, or somebody, inspiration. You can be an inspiration to somebody. That's the word I was looking for. But definitely, that's just, you know, an easy place to go to. You know, nowadays in the hood or around here, you know, it's not a lot of that, you know, a lot of places where you can go. Not that I know of anyway. And not a lot of places where you can go. But you could always go down to the Boys and Girls Club and volunteer your time. Wherever you see somebody setting up something that's, you know, soup kitchen, ask, can you volunteer, whatever they're doing. So.
Well, that's definitely what's up, Rocker Block, and you're right. You definitely want to volunteer. And another way, you know, how he reach out to his community is through church. You know, he go to church. He make sure he be a role model for these young kids, and he write about that. I want to ask the same question to Jay Cavani about the situation. Jay Cavani, what is one or some of the ways that, you know, you be active and involved in your community? Jay Cavani, can you hear me? Okay, we're going to call back to him. I'm going to go to Future Guru 100. Future Guru 100, you hear me?
I'm still here, nevertheless.
All right, that's
Gurus in the building. Gurus in the building.
That's what's up. What are some of the ways and some of the things that you do in your community to be involved and active?
Well, basically, I got a serious campaign on trying to, you know, establish a program for the youth to teach them music and, you know, really geared towards the youth 12 to 18, you know, my dream is to get involved with speaking engagements, and hopefully I can look for some office space to dedicate, you know, a few computers and people, reach out to people in the community to set up workshops to teach people internet skills, how to search online for employment, how to prepare themselves for what they might encounter, you know, just trying to get in college, scholarship programs. You got to teach people how to use the internet to their advantage instead of just being on Facebook and, you know, just, you know, idle time right there. Just like, you know, it's you really got to use it wisely when you have free time. You know, it's not just about seeing how many people you can tell your business to or get into other people's business, but, you know, use the social networking sometime in a different way. And you have to think outside the box to do that. You know, you have to really, you know, say, well, wow, look at this person. They doing this instead of being all nosy and trying to get in somebody else's business on Facebook. So other people on Facebook that's doing positive things that may be able to help you one day, you know, expand your horizons. That's what I basically say. Just like expand your horizons and get involved with, you know, teaching, like my man said earlier, the mentorship programs is what it's all about, and that's what I'm looking to do. I really want to, you know, find out and touch the people that are really trying to help out in other ways rather than just, you know, being negative. You gotta be positive. You gotta teach the youth how to be positive.
And you're definitely right about that, Future Group 100. You got to teach the youth how to be positive and take some of these ideals and some of these tools that you have. And I love what he said about, you know, instead of getting into somebody's business or telling somebody business on Facebook and Twitter, why don't you talk about an organization that you started? Or why don't you start to tell people, like, look, follow this page, you know, and whatever, even if it's in your neighborhood, because everybody, I guarantee you, out of 90% of the houses on your block, somebody is on Facebook, somebody is on Twitter, and somebody is doing something. So take the time to think outside the box. You know, we need more leaders than followers. I know sometimes they say, you know, too many chiefs and no Indians, but at this point, like, we need some chiefs. We really, really do. Like, it's very important. I like the ideal about starting within the church or the God of your understanding, whether you a Christian or you a Muslim or you in Buddhism. It does not matter. Like, start from where you at, because what we need is a positive feed. We need a positive feed for that. I want to see if Jacobani, can you hear me? He's still not there. But I wanted see more chiefs rather than Indians. It's very, very important that I see more chiefs than Indians, because you got people will follow anything to tell you the truth. If you make it exciting and you talking about it, somebody else talking about it, and everybody saying, yo, this was up right here, this what it is, you know, holler at such and such and such, you know, they will jump on board with you just because, you know, they going to follow you to wherever they go. Let me see if KT on the line, because I want to get his opinion. Is KT, you on the line? All right. Let me make sure I'm not having no technical difficulties. All right, Future Guru, you there, right?
I'm present and accounted for.
All right. And accounted for. Hold on. Rocker Block, you can hear me, right?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, good. I just wanted to make sure. But we need more chiefs in our community, man. All these people, you know, they got their stuff going on. You want to follow this. You want to follow that. You want to be known, but be known for something positive. And going back, for those who just tuning in, you know, we talking about locking your body. They may have your body locked, but they don't have your mind locked. Your mind is the way that you get further in life. Nothing on your body or in your existence is more powerful than first your faith and your mind. You got to have faith, because if you don't have faith, then nothing is going to progress. I'm glad to see people are tuning in, so I want to get back to these services that I'm talking about early at the top of the show as far as for the offenders. If you're an offender, whether male or female, and you just coming home, and if you're in the Essex County area in Newark, New Jersey, there is a service available to you called AFSC, Criminal Justice Program, and it's located at 972 Broad Street in Newark, New Jersey. Your telephone number is 973-643-3192, and the person that you want to get in contact is Bonnie Kernis. That's Bonnie Kernis, and that's at 973-643-3192, and the services that they provide, they provide casework services, including counseling to ex-offenders and their families, and they also have an advocacy on control, you know, the controlling the violence within your unit or wherever you are. And another good thing about this program is they have a mentorship program for the youth. So if you got a child that's out of control or whatever the case may be, before you go on the Maury Show,
try this one on. Before you beat the hell out your kid or send them off with the father down south or the family down south or the cousin or across town, try this service out, because a lot of our youth are acting out behind some difficulties and some deep down pain that they've been going through, whether the father not being there, the mother not being there, the father go off to jail and the mother kicking the father back in, or the mother go off to jail and the father kicking the mother back in, or whatever the case may be, vice versa. And when you get home from being away from your kids for so long, you need to sit down and talk with them. You need to sit down and communicate with them, because they're going to ask you, like, you know, mom and dad, why you go to jail so much? Why you ain't never home? And you may find it hard. I'm not going to say everybody may find it hard to respond to your kid and tell them why you was going in and out of jail, because sometimes you may not know what the fuck you was going in and out of jail for. You just know that you wanted what you wanted. You came out. You was trying to get some money. You was getting your hustle on, and now you back, and you don't realize that you repeat in a cycle. You do not realize that this whole situation, whether it's drugs, whether it's money, whether it's hustling, whether it's stealing, whether it's being in a gang or whatever the case may be. I'm about to touch on this whole gang situation too, because y'all as well had to take a diva pause, but you need to sit down, and nothing wrong with going to family counseling. First, you want to get you some individual counseling so you can talk about some of the things that's going on with you. And I'm not saying that, you know, you run to the first family therapist or you run to the first psychiatrist that you see. No, take your time and get with somebody that you're comfortable with, that you can get honest with. You got to get honest with yourself, because if you don't get honest, you're not going to get nowhere. Now I want to talk about the whole gang situation. Whether you blood, you crip, you Latin kings, you folk, it does not matter what you is or what you doing or what your set is or none of that. What are you doing? And I don't want to say y'all. I want to say you, because I'm talking to each and every individual that's in the gang. What are you doing to make a change or make some type of positive impact in your community? Your gang may be glorified. It may be glorified to be Piru, or it may be glorified to be a Crip, or some kids, gang kids, thinking it's glorified to be down with y'all, but they don't know what y'all been going through or what y'all go through. And a lot of times I hear gang members like, yo, is this my family? This my family right here. This my fam. But your same fam was the one that crossed you. Your same fam is the one that set you up to kill you. Your same fam is the ones that didn't send you a letter, nothing in your commissary. Hell, they ain't even send you a sticky note while you was there. But that's your family. And sometimes it's sad to see that some of the family members, you know, your gang family, you turn your back on your real blood family for your gang family. And I can understand that at a certain point, because a lot of family members is fucked up. A lot of families is fucked up. And, you know, usually when a young child or a young teenager, whatever the case may be, they start running away from home or they just start being with these individuals all the time, that's because they're not getting, you know, what they feel. They're not getting the love that they feel like they need from home, so they go and find them somewhere else. And that's for anybody. That's for anybody. But even with the games, there's a lot of violence, it's a lot of killing, it's a lot of BS. And I done watched people close to me that was a blood and a crip got set up by their homies, and they killed them. Because of it really didn't even matter if it was because, but most likely at the end of the day, it's because of the disagreement. I don't agree with you. I don't agree with what you're saying. And it may be right. I just don't agree with it. And being that I don't agree with it, I feel like you're going against the grain. Oh, you're oppressing me. So guess what? We got to get rid of you. Who the fuck is y'all to go around playing God? And that's not just directed towards the game. That's directed towards murderers as well. And that's why we're talking about, you can lock my body, but you can't lock my mind. And a lot of times when you get into a gang, and not even a lot of times, I want to say a lot of times, because a lot of these are some poop-butt-ass people that just got together and decided that they wanted to have this certain gang. And gangs are any organization is a gang. I'm not going to just say all the Bloods, the Crips, the Latinos, the folks up their gang, because, you know, Macy's and Sean John, that's a gang of people that a gang of people that believe in the same thing and work towards the same movement. But my thing is, who is y'all to play God? Y'all taking lives like y'all crazy because you disagree with what I'm saying? And you disagree with me saying something that's right? And I'm trying to tell you, like, look, don't do this. And all of a sudden, after all the drinking and the smoking and the popping pills, now you want to kill me. That's how we do it. I thought we were CMB. We all we got. But obviously not. I got to say this and say this to y'all, is about having your body locked and not your mind. Just as you in the gang don't mean that you can't take that potential that you have and that smart that you have and make something prosper out of something powerful. You know, like you can't bring some of your homies with you and make a difference in your community. Because regardless if you a Blood and you a Crip, if y'all live in a low-income neighborhood, y'all low-income. If y'all living in poverty, y'all poverty. And that's real talk right there. That's what we got to start understanding. It don't matter where we at or what we doing. Look at Jacob Bonney. He's doing his thing. Doing his thing off his and everything. Got a clothing line of everything. That man said, I take rejection. I use it as fuel to keep me moving. You can hate on me all day. That's fine. Hate on me. But it don't matter because eventually those that hated on you, when you get a little fame, a little shine, they're going to want to be down with you. How about the people that didn't know you, but now that you got a little shine or whatever the case may be, they know you now. That's crazy. I want to get your opinion on that. Call up your girl, Diva Mary Kay, at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Jacob, are you still on the line? I'm not going to do that. Put your guru 100.
Yes. Diva Spot
ENT. Diva Spot ENT. You already know. Future Guru 100 always making it happen. He always coming through support. He support all of us. And he has been able to build multiple organizations and brands. It just don't stop with Future Guru 100. Future Guru 100 is doing a lot of things. As a matter of fact, why don't you tell them a couple of things that you got out there right now, Future Guru 100?
Well, you just heard it here first, you know. Got the boy Jay Cavani on the line. And, you know, I want all the people to follow on Twitter, Cavani Clothing, because it's actually we reaching out to showcase the brand. And basically, I want people out there to know that I can help them with their website. I can help them with their links that they want to have promoted. So, you know, we're using Jay Cavani as a platform for people to get involved, models that's online right now who really don't have the support that they really deserve. We're bringing it to them. You know, we're going to have a bunch of people representing Cavani Clothing. Look out for some of the DJs to be rocking it, some of the models to be rocking it. So we just taking it as far as we can go. You know, when we come outside, me and Jay Cavani had a conversation about this, you know. We said he like, you know, we don't just see the block, we see the world. You know, you come outside, you have, you know, people that you have to get your business and make your point about your business. So we take it very serious what we do. And, you know, I have other ways to promote, and I appreciate you supporting the Retweet Squad. And the Retweet Squad basically retweets your links, retweets your business to people to get you more followers, get you build up your fan base, and help you out on your search when you really want to get found on Google. You know, we optimize your search engine listing. You know, a lot of people, you know, really need to know what that's all about. You know, if you really want to be successful, it's important for people to find you on a Google. And if you have, you know, website links, you know, those website links can be seen on Google. So we help them with that also, you know. Because if you see my name and I'm promoting you, your name is going to pop up. So I'm already doing my you know, my research on how to just improve people on through the search engine ranking. So, you know, you can follow me and I can, you know, set up consultations for you. And, you know, I'm here to help. You know, I just don't promote, you know, myself. I just promote other artists and other businesses. That's what it's all about.
And that's definitely what I do. I'm just going to leave Cavani line open, and hopefully I hear him pop on the line sometime soon, because I don't know what it is. Is it the switchboard or is it our phones? But it's RG. I'm just going to leave his line open. If you can hear me, Cavani, you can just pop in at any time. But Cavani closing is definitely hot. Definitely hot. It is a powerful team behind that. He definitely linked up with some real heavy hitters, and it's just going to blow. It's just going to blow. You got to check him out on Facebook, and check him out on Twitter, too, and Facebook. He got the picture of Russell Simmons. That's something big right there. You know, and those who, even if you coming out, if you coming out from jail or the county or the pen or whatever the case may be, you've been thinking about this idea, like, you know what, I'm going to go out here and I'm going to try to get my clothes line, or I'm going to try to get my production company, or I'm going to try to get my entertainment biz and function. Do that. You know, because out being in this, even with you and offender, you already got one strike against you. You already got one person standing in front of you. So there's nothing wrong with having a job, but you also want to go ahead and take it a step further, take it up another notch, and go ahead and run your own business. Because even though I'm the host of this show, I'm a CNA, that's a certified nurse's assistant, and on top of that, I'm the Mary Kay lady. And the full time, I'm a mommy. This is what I do. I don't just stop at one place. I'm not going, you know, being a CNA, from a CNA, you go to an LPN or either you go to an RN. I'm not going to be a CNA forever. I definitely want to be a registered nurse and a head nurse of a hospital somewhere. I want to be the head person in charge. Not to say I think I need to control everything, but I know I need a higher education. And not only that, I need multiple things that's going on. And I use referral services too. Don't get me wrong. Anything that I can get, I'm going to get it. Don't just think getting $10 from one person is enough. No, you want to get $10 from him, her, them, their mama, their cousin, and their best friend. And when you get all of that, put that in the kitty and use it towards something. And another thing I want to talk about as far as with coming home, and I know y'all going to have a party. We're going to have a coming home, welcome home party, and you're drinking and smoking or whatever the case may be. If you went in with a habit, or if you develop the habit when you went there, your habit is going to be a problem when you get out. It's definitely going to be a problem when you get out. And when you look at it, a habit is, it can be a drug abuse, it can be shopping, it can be alcohol. If you have a habit of things, that's going to stop your progress. That's going to stop your process and you getting somewhere and trying to get, you know, bigger and better with things. Because if you high and if you drunk all the time, or if you pilled up or you G'd up, you ain't really going to, you know, be able to look at things in a clear light. People just going to be passing you by, and, you know, situations just going to be passing you by. People going to be getting older on you. Kids going to get grown and don't respect you no more because you never took the time out to respect yourself. So you got to get honest with yourself, like, do I really got a habit? You know when you got a habit, if you got to wake up in the morning to something to drink or smoke. Or, you know how people say, I need to start my day off with a little drink or a little smoke, or I can't function at work if I don't smoke or I don't drink. No, that's not necessarily the truth. You just living in pain. That's all it is. You just medicating your pain with alcohol, drugs, pills, sex. It can be a variety of things, but you just medicating yourself. So you want to go and get honest with yourself and then say, you know what, do I really got to have it? If I ain't got my beer when I come home, or if I ain't got my blunt when I come home, will I blow up on my family members? Am I really living in pain? We're going to get into some music. Your boy Biggie. It's him, Biggie. It's Biggie, Mary J. Blige, and another artist on here, but it's a hot song, and I definitely want y'all to hear this right now. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot ENT Radio. Let's go.
There's no way out. It seems I can't get free. got me choking. I'm on a mission to the point that motherfuckers think I'm smoking. Yeah, that sick nigga Biggie with the 8-shot fist, with the extra clip for that extra shit. Don't you know that a killing is thrilling? All the blood spilling is all a part of drug dealing. A born gangster, my daddy was a thug. Had a 38 with the hollow point plug. So when he hit shot, niggas drop thicker than a bootlegger sells his liquor. A little nigga trying to squeeze 22s in my Reebok shoes. Paying dues while kids was on their ones and twos. But now I'm much older, colder, fuck a holster. Got the Mac 11 swinging from my shoulder. It's a damn shame. I got to put my mama through the strain. I'm living in the house of pain.
Who can you trust? Do you have the heart to see a nigga before you bust? My name is spoken on the tongues of so many foes. Busting motherfuckers out the blocks, I ain't even go. Now how the hell do you explain my claim to fame? I'm doing tricks to bust the tricks out the fucking frame. Got these bitches on my jock, niggas on my block. Jealous ass suckers got them ducking from my smoking block. And busting niggas' asses to stay alive. Skinny ass player watching bigger motherfuckers run. They ask me how I'm living. I'm a hustler, fucking buster. They die now it's long in the ghetto, you ain't heard. Niggas got their AK betting for the bird. Aiming at some skinny ass bitches that are...
White man's world.
We must fight for brotherhood, man.
change, choose a new direction. And I'm thinking about my time away, just made perfect. Cause I think I die, not going wild, why should I care? Like we holding on to lost love, that's no longer there. Can you please help me? God bless me, please keep my seeds healthy. Making all my enemies bleed while my G's wealthy. Hoping they bury me with ammunition, weed and shell. Just in case they trip in heaven, ain't no G's in hell. Sister, sorry for the pain that I caused your heart. I know I've changed if you help me, but don't fall apart. Rest in peace to the doctor, little yummy and Kato. Too much for this cold water tent, ended up being fatal. Every woman in America, especially black, stay with me, can't you see that we under attack? I never miss a call of trauma to my sister and mama, but we make it to a better time. And it's white right man's world.
You're out of touch with reality. A few of you in a few smoke-filled rooms calling that the mainstream, while the masses of the people, white and black, red, yellow, and brown, poor and vulnerable, are suffering in this nation.
Thank y'all all for coming out this evening. Having
having a good time with your liquor and treason. Even if they knock me, then continue to watch me, they still wouldn't be able to stop me.
It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and you are now tuned in live to Diva Spot ENT Radio, and that's at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot ENT, and they can't stop me, baby, whether it's a technical difficulty, it's a hater, all my haters, do me a favor, go to www.hatedivaspotent.com and hate on me. We will read and air your hate all over the show. But we're talking about lock my mind and lock my body, but not my mind. And I found this service that I use. And, you know, but when I say lock my body and not my mind, it don't necessarily have to be that you're on parole, you're on probation, or you're locked up right now. You can actually be a prisoner in your own community. You can be a prisoner of your own financial or living situation, and I definitely can understand that. But and you can be a prisoner of your credit score, your credit report. That can stop you from getting a job, getting an apartment, getting a car. Your credit alone is like, you know, even if you're not an offender, you know, your credit, when the credit score come back, it make you look like you were an offender because nobody wants to deal with a person with bad credit or who doesn't have credit, but your Diva Mary Kay on the spot got you. Now, it's a program called Financial Empowerment Center, and it's located in Newark, New Jersey. It's on 103 Bloomfield Avenue in Newark, New Jersey, and the telephone number is 973-624-3733. Again, it's called the Financial Empowerment Center. I'm going to tell you the services that they provide in a few minutes, but they're at 103 Bloomfield Avenue, Newark, New Jersey, and their telephone number is 973-624-3733. And it was actually, the founder is Cory Booker, and it's actually the president is ran by Edgar C. So y'all take that information I gave you. I'll go over there and check them out and call them in. But I'm going to tell you exactly what they do. Now, they offer free benefit screening and help for claiming food, charge cards or vouchers, child care, tax assistance, and health care. So it's going to help you. Just because you offended don't mean that, you know, even the family members are going to need help. Well, so they're going to give you a free screening, whether you're going down to Rector Street if you're trying to get food stamps or Medicaid or child care for your children. You know, you telling your sister or your baby mother or your aunt or whoever, or even if it's you, you know, you don't have to go down to Rector Street just yet. They have a caseworker in there that help you. They also offer free on-the-site referral to family counseling for help addressing problems including domestic violence, substance abuse, and mental health care. So, again, they offer free on-the-site referrals to family counseling for help addressing problems like domestic violence, substance abuse, and mental care. They also offer that service, so you want to check them out. Another service that they offer is free tax preparation and filing with a professional, and it's made simple. So they do it for free. You don't have to go to H&R Block to do your taxes anymore. You can go to them and get your refund done by the Financial Empowerment Center, which is FEC, and they're able to assist clients in getting back the money they have earned at no cost and in the same case in as little as 2 days. So the same thing that you're doing at all these little texts, following with tax season coming, because it's coming, because November is right around the corner, and January coming. So check out Financial Empowerment Center on 103 Bluefield Avenue in Newark, New Jersey. What else they offer here? I actually was able to go to their website. Oh, they offer free financial counseling on a one-on-one session, which is with a trained professional on credit issues, debt issues, and budget management and saving strategies. Now, what they have over there, they have a program that they will match. They have a savings program, excuse me, that they will match every dollar you save up to $1,000 by $2. So every dollar that you put in, they won't put two. And at the end of the day, like after I guess it's over a year or two that you saving this, and it's very low in, it's very low cost. Like you will put in like $24 a month, and they'll match it by $2. But once you get up to $1,000, they already got $2,000 waiting on you. So you can't beat that. Now you got $3,000 in the bank because you saved doing $24 a month. A month, you spend that in less than 5 minutes, even if you're going to the grocery store, the bodega. But you can put up, your family can do it too, but you guys can go over there, see them to check out their savings program. And once you save all that money and they match it up for you, you can use it to either buying a house, going towards buying a house. You can use it to opening up your own business. And you can also use it to going back to school. So that's another good way to save. You want to know your credit status and you want to start saving some money, even if it's $24 a month, and they'll work with you. So take advantage of these services. We at the end of the hour of the show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in online. I want to thank Future Guru 100 for calling in and always being supportive. I love you too much. I want to thank my cousin Kyle KT for calling in. I also want to thank Jay Cavani for calling in. I want to thank Rocka Block for calling in. It was a couple other callers that I couldn't get to you, but I want to thank y'all for calling in. And I also want to give some love to my Tag family, because Tag is going crazy. I see y'all sending me messages, y'all listening online. So I want to shout out to Adam G. I want to shout out to Bernard. I want to shout out to Chris. I want to shout out to the Deep Squad, because y'all doing it big. I also want to shout out to E. I want to shout out to Telvin D. I want to shout out to Playgirl Magic. Got to turn and click again. It's a lot of them. I want to shout out to Push My Buttons. She hot. I definitely like her page. I want to shout out to y'all and all my Tag family, all my Twitter family as well. I want to give a shout out to my sponsors as well. This show has definitely been, you know, all my shows is dear to heart to me, but it's very important that I reach out to, you know, my people who's going back and forth to the system, you know, being a repeated offender. That's one thing that we got to stop doing. Once we get out, we need to start taking advantage of these self-help programs. Again, they are self-help. It's not we help. It's self-help, because nobody's going to help you unless you're helping yourself, and it's very important. So take advantage of these self-help programs. AFSC, they're located at 972 Broad Street. They can help you with job readiness skills. That's very important. If you're coming out talking about you looking for a job, you need to get some job-ready skills. As you can get that at 972 Broad Street, or you can go to the unemployment office at 900 Broad Street. It's all free, because you don't want to go up in an interview saying to the interviewer, you know what I'm saying, that's what it is, word is born, son. You know, you may think that you know how to interview, but the game has changed, and it changed every month. It even changed for people like me who don't have a record, who got some education up under their belt. These people want the best and the brightest, and they also want those who have recent education. You know, a lot of times, a lot of us not getting jobs because our experience and our education is outdated. So take advantage of the services. Also take advantage of the counseling. You know, it's very important.
And I'm not going to say if you don't go to counseling for you, go for your kids. No, you have to go for yourself first. You got to do some individual counseling and get honest with yourself first and then do family counseling. Because you may come home and you be like, oh, my baby mother bugging, she evil, she just be spiteful, whatever the case may be. And I'm not condoning that behavior, not as far as baby fathers either, but they may have some pent-up issue with you, some pent-up anger and problems in the inside with you that they don't really know how to express because they still stuck in that mentality. You know, they still stuck in, you know, fuck him and I ain't beat, he ain't been here all the time, he ain't going to be here or she ain't been there. All they going to do is go in and out of jail. You know, forget all that hate. Forget all that madness that they talking about. You have to stay focused on your goal. It's very important for you to stay focused on your goal and know that you got people out there that believe in you because I believe in you. If ain't nobody told you today, if Diva Mary Kay believe in you, regardless if you on parole, probation, you ain't on parole, probation, you trying to get yourself together, it's possible. You just got to do it every day over and over again. If you're going to school, go to school. If you're missing days, go back. If you lost your job, go look for another job. Beat that pavement because the more you do it verbatim means doing it over and over and over and over again, the more you get better at it, and now you craft it. Now you got it in the bag. And that's what it's about. I didn't get to where I was, where I'm at right now. I didn't get a radio show. I didn't get what I got just by saying, oh, you know, I'm going to try this out one day. No, every day I research, I work, I be a mom, I be a tool for God to use. I'm a part of my community. I make it happen so y'all can know exactly what it is. Yo, I really enjoyed the show. We getting down to the end of the hour, and you know I got to go out with a banger. And it's by your Brick City Finest, Hit Mob. I love Hit Mob. They definitely do it big, what it's called, Extraordinary. Again, it's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You tune in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. And that's at www.blogtalkradio.com. And that's /Diva Spot ENT. Check me out. Follow me on Facebook. At Facebook, you can put in Ebony Brinson or you can put in Diva Mary Kay. They both will pop up. And also make sure you follow me on Twitter at www.twitter.com/DivaMaryKay. I follow back and I network back. If you want to be on the show, if you want to be a co-host on the show, if you want to be a sponsor for the show, reach out to me at my Gmail, and that's at divaspotent1@gmail.com. Again, that's divaspotent1@gmail.com. If you want to be a sponsor on the show, I can I'll email you back and let you know my prices and what's going on. And also, if you want to be a co-host or a guest on the show, y'all just stay up. Stay healthy, keep God first, family second, and career third, and you'll be all right because I feel extraordinary, baby.
Oh, yes, sir. I mean, I feel good. I feel excellent. I feel stupendous on a normal day. Right now, that music got me feeling extraordinary. You know what I mean? Get with it. It's that mixtape legend sound. 007. Welcome to Hit Mob.
Yo, check 1, 2, 007. I need it from the top.
You know what I'ma do. Go ahead and bring the drama to something like phenomenal. We're spitting the rhyme or two. Something like Obama do. A bomb on you and him. You don't really want it, I give it to you and him. I'm North born, nigga. North raised. We got them lookouts watching coming from all ways. Transactions made up in the dirty hallway. If you wanna tour, then you niggas better call me.
acting poppy, rocking is so unbearing. Lyrics not ordinary, spitting my bars and flurries. I'm very any nigga, blazing saying, my nigga, won't you come with me? Hail Mary, nigga, run quick scene. I'm just saying I'm incredible. I mean, every lyric is credible. Something's got a hold of me. Is it Jesus or the devil's doom?
I feel you, my nigga.
Like, we do what we do, my nigga. That's what we hit, mom.
That's right.
Okay. The
extraordinary. Oh, yeah, we are.
I don't see one artist in this world fucking with us, man.
Nah, hell, nobody.
Like,
nobody fucking with us.
I like these boys, man.
Yeah. Hit them all, baby.
Pathetic to speaking, who's spitting harder than me? And miss me with all the reasons that pop is gone dead when the guard of your heathens. Bringing you fruit for thought straight from the garden to Eden.
I'm about to call an audible, honestly, y'all niggas is horrible. I should be charging you for me to even spit a bar or two. The arsenal is sharp enough to probably leave a scar or two.
I'm in the church, and it hurts when I leave them in the hearse. This game is dying to thirst. I drink the ink in my work, and drink the ink in my verse. That's more vivid pictures than words.
And I'm remarkable. You ain't nothing but praying my target view. Let them all, tell them all, this is out of...
Kyle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm calling you for the show, and I was trying to get in contact with you, so I wanted to call you on the other line to see that, did you just tune in to my show and just put us on pause?
Nah, I haven't been in. I haven't written good, but when you called me and then I went to say something, you went to playing the music, and right before you went to playing the music, you didn't hear me, and I kept trying to get you to hear me.
If that happens, I want you to hang up and call back in and press 1.
I kept checking back to try to say something.
The show is over, so that's fine. I just wanted to use the dial-out option on my switchboard to see if it worked, and I'll be damned if it didn't work.
Okay.
Oh, so did you enjoy the show?
Yeah. Oh.
Hello? Hey, Mama, what's going on?
How you doing?
I'm fine.
You didn't respond to my message on Facebook.
I ain't go on Facebook yet.
No, this was like a week or so ago.
I'm sorry.
And a couple times I see that you're on, I might, you know, shoot you a hey through the IM. I figured you probably didn't realize who I was.
No, through the, is that that damn Tina Keith? And somebody just did that, I'm sorry. I'm goofy, yo, because I keep hearing it going boop, and I don't know how to get to it.
Yeah, you just click on the little rectangle on the bottom. On the bottom right hand side.
Wait a minute, I'm about to open this shit up now because I don't know how to do it. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm a new nigga for that one. Cause I see somebody named James something and he keep trying to talk to me through the IM, but I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. All right. So you said it's the rectangle on the bottom. Yeah, I'm on it now.
Can you see, like, the little figure of a head, and it got a green dot next to it, and it'll say chat with a number in the parentheses?
Yeah.
That's how you see how many people is online, and if you click it, when it pops up, it'll show the names. And then you just click on the person name, and then when it
and
opens up that box,
right,
that's
now
how you chat. Huh?
I said I can IM somebody right now, right?
Yeah.
My bad. I'm sorry. I wasn't ignoring you. I just didn't know what the fuck I was doing.
I figured you just didn't recognize me. That was it.
Nah, I don't. I just didn't know. And now, okay, now I know I now see James talking to me. He had a whole fucking conversation. Look at this. What's been going on, though?
I'm nothing too much. Nothing too much.
I moved myself about a jersey. I'm over here in Seattle, Washington now.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah,
I don't like the cold. So, you know, to me, you tripping.
It ain't really that cold, though.
Oh, well, all this baby do is cry. Yeah, I need to handle that. Because she just walk around whining.
But I thought we were supposed to visit there, and you were supposed to visit here before you left.
Yeah, I was trying to get in contact with Kyle, but every time I turn around, it'll be always something new, something to happen. Then I not everything cool, then something to happen. I'm like, look, when you get it together, then y'all hit me up.
Yeah, you know what? I live with him, so I understand. I think I know better than anybody.
I got tired of, well, I got the opportunity to come over here to Washington, and I'm like, you know what? I mean, it don't get, it get like 68, lower 63, but by 12 o'clock it be sunny. It's always hoodie weather. It really ain't cold. I'm in Seattle, Washington. I'm not in Washington, D.C. I'm on the West Coast.
I know.
Yeah, but it's not as cold as
that,
I thought.
That's
why
I was telling Kyle. I heard him talking to you the other day. And I heard him saying something about that I'd rather be in D.C. I'm like, babe, that's not part of Washington State.
it's the rest of
he was
of
just
us.
Having a high moment.
Yeah. I'm just thankful that God gave me the opportunity because I was tired of living in Newark. I was tired of fighting with Newark. I was tired of living in Newark. I was tired of going through all the ups and downs and just getting over. I just wanted to live nice. Like, why the hell am I paying $1,600 for a piece of shit-ass apartment?
Damn, how much?
$1,600? It was $800. The rent was $800, but it was $1,600 to move in. And
oh.
It was a piece of shit. It was a piece of shit. I'd rather come over here and get me a house where I can rent to own the motherfucker.
That's
if I'm going to be renting some shit, I want to own the shit. Girl, other than that, making it happen, I got to holler at these ladies. They call me back, these white girls that I met over here. And they talk about having a Mary Kay party, so I got to go through their facials first and then do a Mary Kay party. Just trying to live out my dreams, man. I got tired of just holding myself up. First it was family, then it was emotions and a man. Then it was like, what's next? What else you going to make an excuse for? So I'm over it now.
I feel you. I definitely feel you on that.
Shit, I'd rather just go ahead and do what I got to do for me and my son, and then everything else I'll work out later. But I got to keep God first, family second, and career third. I did the whole trying to deal with a dude that got a record and in and out of jail. And you know what's crazy about this shit? Me and his daughter and his baby mother is more of a family than what the fuck he is to them.
Oh.
And
well,
that fucks with me. He got the chance to be a good father. He just don't do it. Now, this Jaboni done been out for like 2 months and some change. He can count on his hands how many times he done been over there to see his daughter and never gave her no money. Now, I talked to his baby mother today. She tell me this motherfucker, his mother calling around trying to get people to co-sign. And she ain't co-signing shit, remind you. She's trying to get other people to co-sign for her son because he locked up because the motherfucker then went with another. I'm so mad when I say this. He didn't went with somebody else, and the dude was breaking the locks off the ATM, and he was stealing the cash box out of there. Out of the dumbest shit that you can do in the world, don't you think that ATMs is the most guarded? They near a bank, you dumbass. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and they always got the cameras on them.
Always got the
they
cameras on them.
They take pictures, like, every few seconds they're taking pictures.
Fucking idiots. Girl, and you know what his baby mother told me when he came out? She was like, girl, please. I ain't doing nothing but waiting to get that car that comes to hear that motherfucker locked up again. He been doing this shit for the last 10 years, ever since my daughter was born, and she's 10 years old now. All he do is go to fuck in and out of jail. And I'm like, no, come on, don't say that. You know, you want to jinx him. Well,
I'm like my baby daddy.
Girl. But I was so proud of her because she just let the shit go. And she got a good dude. She had two more kids by her new dude. And they work, she works, she go to school, she take care of the girls or whatever. They still type dysfunctional in a way. But, you know, she take care of her kids, man. But I just, you know, I was just trying to be like, look, don't be so hard on him. You know, he's not going to get a job, you know, right off the bat because he's a felon and shit. You know, it ain't going to be easy. But for me, looking at the resources, if I was a offender, I really wouldn't have a problem with getting no help.
Yeah, actually, they usually do tend to get a lot of assistance, so to speak.
Yes.
Sometimes
yes,
they'll get assistance before pregnant women and elderly and all that.
Yeah, do you know that they give these motherfuckers a grant for housing when they come home? All they got to do is
yep.
apply for the motherfuckers?
Yep.
What?
They get cash, they get furniture, all that good stuff, and they get it easier. Those with drug problems and those fresh out of jail will get assistance quicker than the elderly and pregnant women.
Hmm.
Automatic.
Hmm.
You just take that little paper saying that you done got out, and you good.
And you good.
Or go there and be like, yeah, you know what? I can't work because, you know, I smoke too much weed. I need weed to get through the day. Okay, well, you go ahead and keep smoking your weed. Just come to this group once, you know, once or twice a week, and we got the rest.
You ain't never lie, yo.
Crackhead soup.
Well, I'm over here struggling now. If I go there and say that I got a drug problem, they're going to take my kids. They
call it
diapers on me.
All type
shit. It's going down.
Mm-hmm. Let the rest of them go. They're like, yeah, you know, I can't get off this pipe. Man, I need my crack. I need my crack. They're like, all right. We got your rent. We got your Medicaid for when your teeth fall out. Matter of fact, you can go here and get you some fresh needles. Yeah, just show up here. We'll give you a bus pass. We'll give you cash every month. You need some fresh socks and underwear. Here you go.
Hell yeah. Hell
here's
yeah.
a voucher. Go
Hell
here
yeah.
and do some shopping, even though they'll probably turn around and sell the stuff they got off the voucher anyway, or just sell the voucher, but still.
Girl, you ain't never. Wait, Crystal. Let me call you back, okay? I'm going to call y'all back.
All right. All right.